His handsomeness is truly unmatched. Before the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most handsome person ever created was Sayyiduna Yusuf alaihi salam. The Holy Quran speaks of his extraordinary handsomeness. There's a famous story involving Queen Zulaikha, who fell deeply in love with Sayyiduna Yusuf alaihi salam. Her friends, astonished that a queen would love a slave, were given knives and fruits by Zulaikha. They were instructed to cut the fruits as Yusuf alaihi salam passed by. His handsomeness was so mesmerizing that they ended up cutting their fingers instead of the fruit. The Holy Quran recounts, when they saw him, they extolled him and cut their hands and said, "Allah is pure. This is not a human. This is a venerated angel." Such was the handsomeness of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam that it left them in awe. It is said that Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam was granted a portion of handsomeness, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with the entirety of handsomeness. According to Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam possessed more handsomeness than all other prophets and all of mankind. However, the handsomeness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam surpasses all others. Such handsomeness was never bestowed upon anyone before him and will never be given to anyone after him. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha remarked that if the women who were mocking Queen Zulaikha had seen the radiant and blessed forehead of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would have cut their hearts instead of their hand. Ala Hazrat says,
Husne Yusuf ke kati, Misr mein angushte zana.
This couplet is so profound that even a full speech might not do it justice. Let me give you a hint. The poet says,
Husne Yusuf ke kati, Misr mein angushte zana. Sar katate hain, tere naam pe mardane Arab.
O Messenger of Allah Almighty, your glory is unmatched. Sayyiduna Yusuf's handsomeness was so extraordinary that the Egyptian women cut their fingers by mistake. Yet your handsomeness surpasses even that. For those who appreciate poetry, the beauty of this couplet is truly profound. It will refresh your faith and deepen your love for Ala Hazrat Rahimahumullah. The couplet speaks of handsomeness specifically. Sayyiduna Yusuf's handsomeness. What? Handsomeness? Whose? Yusuf's handsomeness. They cut unintentionally, not deliberately. What? Fingers? Whose fingers? Women's? How many women? Three Egyptian women. He mentioned 6 to 7 points. Ponder over them. They cut the fingers after seeing him. Here on just the name. Being cut and sacrificing are two different things. Being cut once and sacrificing again and again are two different things. They were women, but here there are men. The women cut their fingers, but here the men are sacrificing their heads. They were Egyptian women, but these were Arabian men. Glory be to my master's handsomeness.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world.